Welcome to an MBCT meditation. In this practice, we will be working with a difficulty. You'll have the option to explore various anchors of attention as best you can, cultivating awareness moment by moment with the attitude of kindness and curiosity. And then later in the practice, there'll be an opportunity to work with a difficult situation, a recent worry, or a concern. As best you can, bringing up a situation that feels manageable today. On a scale of 1 to 10, maybe bringing up something that feels in the 3 or 4 category. Another way to look at this is bringing up a difficulty that feels like a 3-pound weight versus the 100-pound weight. So now you're invited to find the right form for your body, a form that supports wakefulness and ease. As you find this form, you might notice you could make yourself 1% more comfortable, making any adjustments. And if you're seated in a chair today, it might support you to sit forward a bit, allowing for the natural curves in your back. Knees might be hip-width apart, allowing your knees to be a bit lower than your pelvis and connecting to any sensations arising from your feet making contact with the ground. If you're choosing to lie down today, it may be supportive to bend your knees, the knees together, feet apart. Perhaps taking some pressure off your low back. Either way, gently tucking the chin in towards your chest. Perhaps allowing some length through the back of your neck. As you settle into this form, you might notice where your hands have gone. Hands might be resting on your legs, cupped in your lap. If you're lying down, maybe your hands are resting on your chest or your abdomen or the surface beside you. At any time, knowing you can change your form, you're in charge. And there's an invitation to do so mindfully. Now, taking a moment to check in. If there's any bracing or clenching, perhaps in areas of your bodies, around your eyes, your face, your jaws, your shoulders. As best you can, releasing any tension in these areas as we begin the practice today. And taking a moment to explore the ground beneath you, the parts of your body connected to the ground. For some, it might be your feet. For others, it might be your back body making contact with the surface. As best you can, exploring any sensations that may be arising from this contact of your body meeting the ground or the surface. Knowing at any point you can come back to this grounding. Now, on the next inhale, bringing your attention to the physical sensations of breathing, allowing breath to be at the foreground of your attention. You might notice where your breath feels most alive or most vivid right now. Do you feel your breath as it comes in and out of your nose? The air gently brushing the upper lip. Maybe you feel your breath more in the throat, the chest, or the abdomen today. As best you can, connecting your attention to one of those areas or maybe somewhere else I haven't mentioned. Watching, observing, noticing the breath coming in, the breath going out. No need to control the breath or make it any different. As best you can, resting awareness on each unfolding breath in your chosen area. This is mindfulness of breath. And for any reason, if the breath does not feel like a supportive, neutral anchor for you today, then you might return to grounding, to sound, finding an anchor that works for you. Every time you notice your attention's wandered, gently, kindly escort your attention back to that chosen area to notice a few more cycles of breath coming in and out. Mind wandering is normal. There's no need to judge or give yourself a hard time. By noticing the tendencies of the mind, you're simply becoming aware of what minds do. So every time you notice the mind wandering, an invitation, a choice to return to your intentional anchor. And in this case, be present to each inhale and each exhale. Now, on the next exhale, releasing primary tension from the physical sensations of breathing. And on the inhale, reestablishing awareness, attention on your body. Allowing the breath to recede into the background. And here, you may notice various sensations in your body. Sensations of heat or coolness, tingling or vibration, discomfort or ease. Maybe there's another sensation I haven't named. All sensations of equal value. You may note sensations on the skin, perhaps a sense of air traveling over the surface of the skin. Perhaps you notice sensations deep in your body. Some may feel subtle, or some may feel strong. There may also be a lack of sensations. You might note dullness or numbness. There's no right or wrong. As best you can, when a particular sensation is arising, capturing your attention, invitation to bring your awareness to that area, to that sensation, investigating it with kindness. Then perhaps another sensation catches your attention. As best you can, being present for whatever sensations are showing up. No need to change or judge the sensations. Sensations may persist or linger, some may pass. This is mindfulness of body sensations. As you hold your body in this form you've chosen, seated or lying, a variety of sensations may be known. Tension, stiffness, pain, relaxation, tiredness. Maybe there's aches or dullness, tingling or vibration. As best you can, bringing curiosity to whatever's here. You might note the changing nature of some sensations. Perhaps they intensify or lessen, or even leave. Right now, noticing where is your attention? If it's been hooked by thought, no big deal. This is what minds do, they wander. With the same gentleness you'd have towards a puppy or a toddler, escort your attention back, in this case, to noting any and all sensations in your body. Now, releasing the primary tension from body sensations. And on the inhale, reestablishing the tension up to sounds, allowing sounds to now be center stage. As best you can, becoming curious of the characteristics of these sounds versus thinking about the sounds. Sounds might be in your room, might even be in your body. Sounds near and far. In front of you, behind you, above and below you. As best you can, allowing sounds to be received. And when there's no sounds, noting that. This is mindfulness of sound. As you continue to bring attention to hearing, resting your attention moment by moment in the movement of sounds, you might begin to notice the various qualities of the sound. Is it soft or loud, sharp or dull, pleasant or unpleasant, neutral? Is it continuous or intermittent? As best you can, allowing hearing to be open and receptive. And now on the next exhale, releasing your primary tension from sound. And on the inhale, allowing your attention to include thoughts, bringing the same sense of open, gentle curiosity to attending to thoughts now. Thoughts as sensations in the mind, thoughts as mental events coming and going. So, as best you can, observing thoughts as mental events passing through the spaciousness of the mind. Mental events that come and go. It might be helpful to liken thoughts to clouds passing through the sky. So some clouds move quickly and others hang around. Some clouds feel heavy, others are light. So open, receptive awareness like the sky. And then observing these thoughts, perhaps coming and going. Like clouds. Another way you might work with thoughts is to imagine sitting in a movie theater and the screen, like the vast open spaciousness of the mind is there, and then different images come, different scenes come on the screen. So perhaps this comes through an image or through text. We could think of this, there's a rising on the movie scene, like the thoughts coming and going, arising, lingering. And moving. So, if one of those metaphors are helpful for you, adopt one of those clouds moving through the sky, or text or images on a movie screen. And if that doesn't feel helpful, continuing to observe thoughts as they move through your field of awareness right now. This is mindfulness of thoughts. And if you find yourself drawn into a compelling story, hooked on a certain thought, label that thinking. And then, as best you can, taking that open, receptive stance to experience to the next thought that arises. As you explore mindfulness of thoughts, you might notice some thoughts are neutral and others are highly charged. There may be corresponding emotions present: sadness, anger, happiness, joy, calmness, or fear. As best you can, tending to whatever emotions may be arising with thoughts. There may also be corresponding body sensations and a gentle reminder at any time you can shift from this exploration, maybe coming back to your feet, back to your hands. You're in charge. And then, if you are choosing to do that, moving attention for a moment to feet or hands. So, if you like to look around the room, orient to the space you're in, you might at some point choose to go back into this exploration of thoughts as the object of attention. You're in charge. There's no right or wrong. So, in a moment, you'll be asked to bring up a manageable difficulty, a situation, a worry, or concern. Something that may allow you to practice allowing and letting be. So, the invitation is to bring up a situation, a difficulty. That's a 3 pound weight versus a 100 pound weight. So something fairly small that feels manageable on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not stressful, 10 being very, very stressful. Invitation to pick a 3, maybe a 4. And if for any reason something unmanageable arises, there's an option to explore that today, or you might choose to orient, to look around, to ground, maybe to notice your breath if that's a supportive neutral anchor for you today. And then maybe choosing another anchor, one that feels a little more manageable. So, as you bring this experience or this situation to mind, you might notice thoughts pop up that are challenging. Perhaps uncomfortable emotions arise. As best you can, allowing these, making space for them. Bringing a sense of kindness to yourself, curiosity. What's here right now? What's present? What thoughts? What emotions? May be available to notice any associated body scans, body sensations. wanted or unwanted, pleasant or unpleasant, perhaps neutral. As best you can, staying with whatever's there. If it's helpful, beginning to identify and name any emotions. Aiming the emotion to claim it. Name it to claim it. For example, ah, sadness is here. Anger is present. Disappointment is known. As best you can, acknowledging what's here right now. Might also be available to notice any body sensations that have arisen from bringing this difficulty to mind. There's an option now as you inhale to expand your breath into that area where you feel a challenging sensation. And then when you exhale, releasing from that area. So inhale, expanding into that area. Exhale, releasing, softening from that area. And always exhale at the mouth if that's supportive. May also want to offer yourself some words as you acknowledge this difficulty. Examples include, this is a moment of distress or of difficulty. Let me feel this as best I can. It's already here. This is a moment of difficulty or distress. Let me feel this as best I can. It's already here. Or perhaps saying to yourself, ah, this is how it is right now. This is how it is right now. Resting here, noting the changing nature of your experience, knowing at any point you can open your eyes, you can orient to the space you're in by looking around. You might notice your feet. You can always come back to working with the difficulty that's been brought up. It's okay. It's already here. Let me feel this as best I can. This is how it is right now. And now releasing your attention from this area of difficulty. And beginning to anchor your attention back on your breath or any other anchor you're using today. Might be available to notice your breath in the chosen area. Chest or the abdomen, perhaps beneath the nostrils. Gently, gingerly connecting your attention to that area, and perhaps observing a few cycles of breath here. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, when you're ready, releasing your primary attention from your breath. And inhaling, expanding your awareness to include your entire body. Your entire body, seated or lying here. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. From the outer layer of your skin. The deep, deep marrow in your bones, your entire body, the front, the back, the sides. And in a moment, this practice will come to an end. It may interest you in your own way to extend some gratitude to yourself for taking this time. It's time to practice and be with yourself. And perhaps bringing this expanded sense of awareness with you into this next transition and the next moment of your day. And as the practice concludes, see what you need right now. Do you need some movement? Or is it helpful to look around the room again? Take your time. Take your time. And thank you for your practice.